This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I talked about Dave Chappelle. And this LGBTQ community, et cetera, and the nonsense surrounding it. And you might be asking yourself, Kevin, what's the big deal? Why are we spending so much time on a comedian? And I'm going to tell you, comedy and comedians are a true reflection of life. Welcome back, everybody, or I should say welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is a big deal. So this article was written in Town Hall. Comedian Dave Chappelle addressed the backlash over his special, The Closer, releasing a video to social media in which he expressed his willingness to speak to those who took offense to his jokes before making it clear that he would not be bending to anybody's demands. As you evaluate, as you think about this story, I want you to stop, take Dave Chappelle out, and put in conservative movement. See, you are under attack. You are under attack from feminists. You, conservatives, are under attack from the atheists or the secular community, non-secular community. You are under attack from the LGBT. You are under attack from blacks. And I could go on. You're under constant attack. And the question is, are you bending to their demands? And let me answer for you before you give too much thought to it. Yes, you are. You're bending to demands. You do it every day. You've gotten so used to it, you don't even know you're bending. You apologize for everything, conservatives. You apologize for being religious. You apologize for being white. You apologize for being on time, for saving money, being good at your job, raising your kids right, doing the best you can, living your life as good citizens, and you apologize all the time. They go on. Chappelle, when announcing an upcoming documentary called Untitled, in front of an audience in which an Instagram audience in an Instagram video, decided to address the recent controversy regarding comments he made during his Netflix special. When he said he agreed, listen to this, he agreed with author J.K. Rowling's assessment that gender is a fact. Let me tell you what's happening with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, who considers himself a libertarian, a leftist libertarian, and the reason is because he likes to smoke dope. But he is getting a rude awakening that you cannot win with the left. I've been saying that for the better part of a decade. There is no winning. Whenever you argue with the left, if you debate them, if you have a discussion, whenever you concede any point, you've lost. You concede nothing. And here, let me tell you why, conservatives, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you concede nothing because you've done nothing. Oh, Kevin, I can't talk about this. I can't say this. I can't do this because I'm not black. I'm not a woman. I'm not a Guatemalan midget. You can say whatever you choose to say because you've done nothing. Going back to what Dave Chappelle said and what he finally realized, and he needs to be the next president of the United States because he finally said, I'm not bending to anybody's demands. You want to have a discussion? Let's have a discussion. You want to tell me how to be? Kevin, you will believe this about women. You will believe it. I don't care what your experience has been. I don't care what you've seen in reality. You're going to believe what I tell you. Women good, men bad. Men toxic. They said the video began with him shooting down rumors that claimed he had been asked to meet with Netflix employees outraged over his remarks about gender. A number of Netflix employees staged a walkout over his special earlier this month to protest in solidarity with the transgender community. I want you to understand, you have a community of people that is such a small minority, and I'm not saying to be dismissed. I'm not, by any means, they need to be heard. But the idea that we would legislate and we would try to use cancel culture because somebody dare bring them up in a conversation is ridiculous to me. And we've been doing this. See, that little sliver of the LGBTQIA plus whatever they are, that little sliver, that one little initial, that one little letter, now believes it can make its own demands inside of a bigger LGBT. We are the T's. Hear us roar. And somebody dare push back, make a little fun about them, and they can't take the joke. I'm sick of it. And look, I'll probably die broke and penniless, and, you know, Melissa may have to give me a pauper's burial. But I'll tell you what, I will die with pride. I will die knowing that nobody pushed me around. When we were talking about doing this Unhyphenated America comedy tour, and all, everybody's like, are you going to talk about that, Kevin? Yes. Yeah, I'm going to make fun of everybody. And if you can't take it, so what? Oh, well, Kevin, people may not see you do that. Whatever. Fine. Empty seats. It gets canceled. So be it. Or maybe it ends up like Dave Chappelle and $20 million is handed to me because I dare challenge what people say. Don't tell me people aren't thinking what I'm thinking about this stuff. Every single day I get something. Transgender are teaching kids in school. Transgender shows as junk to a bunch of preschoolers, etc. You think that was not intentional? Transgender teaching, you know, strip pole dancer to 10-year-old transgender kids, teaching kids how to be strippers. And on. These are real stories, people. It's not me making it up. So I'm using Dave Chappelle as my muse to conservatives to say, look, you're under attack. What Dave Chappelle is going through, hey, let me just say this to Dave. You ain't going through nothing, bro. The entirety of the LGBTQIA plus condemns conservatism. I'm not talking about all the gays and all the people. I'm saying the movement condemns conservatism. They have already pegged people that say, you conservatives, you don't care about gays. You do. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying they don't exist. The overwhelming majority of conservatives don't give a crap about your gay crap. What they care about is how you make such a big deal about it all the freaking time. That's what they care about. I'm going to cover this in one more segment. I'm sorry, folks, if you're bored about me and Dave Chappelle, but it's an important subject to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The court jester, back in history, in the time of kings, was the person who could get away with making fun of the king, making comedy, making light of it. Even the king himself knew that you needed to laugh at yourself from time to time. It was allowed people to have a blow, or else, guess what would happen? They would go after the king. So they would let the jester speak through them. It was sort of an unwritten rule that he could sort of speak for the people, the jester that is, and ridicule the king to a point. Now, don't misunderstand me. Jesters got killed. But you could ridicule to a point, and everybody just sort of took the laugh, and it was a good thing to go. The comedians of today are court jesters. They look at the world. They look at situations going on in the world, and they say, that's funny. That's funny, women. That's ironic. That's whatever. They give it something and they frame it in the context. Think about this. Because men is a person who really enjoys comedy and loves to deliver it. Let's just take a subject. Marriage. How many comics have talked about marriage? Thousands. Why? Because marriage is an interesting topic. It's universal. But almost every one of them talks about it from a different perspective. Which is what makes it funny. It makes it, if they're good, it makes it clever. There is nothing that is supposed to be off limits to comics. Nothing. Including Joe Biden's dementia. Hunter Biden's propensity to be like his daddy and, you know, and be a crackhead. I could go on. These are funny. Whether you agree or disagree, there's a way to put it in a funny way. And in fact, I guarantee you this. You've laughed at comedy that you don't even agree with. Somebody could say something about Trump, but if they say it funny enough, you may very well agree, and you may not like Trump. I don't care one way or the other. There are people who could tell jokes about Obama. You could be an Obama acolyte, and you still laugh. That's because it's funny. But this idea that that some group is off limits, why? Because, oh, well, we deal in our sexualities different or whatever. Look, I don't have to care. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a few truisms in life. You can listen. And by the way, I hope folks have your kids come listen to this podcast, your teenagers, because they're going to learn a lot. And I tell people this. One, be true to yourself. And when I say be true to yourself, I mean know who you are. And for the most part, don't be ashamed to admit who you are. Live the real you, not the you that you think people expect, not the you that you want to put on as a front. Live the real you. Be genuine about it. That's number one. And number two, do not self-abuse at the behest of others. I'm not going to trade my dignity or whatever, because you have a problem. If you're transgender and that's a problem for you, you're not going to project that on me. It's not going to happen. And I'm going to tell you one other thing you're not going to do. You're not going to make me, I'm not a pawn in your game. You're not going to say, Kevin, you're this way, you're that way. No, I'm not. You're not going to be able to define me. I will define myself, and you'll know it through my actions. And I got to say, this is the most prideful thing you'll hear me say on the radio. The reason why most people listen to what I say is because they know I'm genuine about it. That's it. I don't care if this, I mean, monetarily I do. I care to grow this audience, but not even selfishly. I'm not going to buy a Bugatti if I start making $1 million a year on this show. I'll pay my staff more. And I might buy a nicer car, but it won't be a Bugatti. The point is, jokes aside, I don't care. If it stays the way it is, the only decision I'm going to make is, do I want to keep doing it? And right now, I mean, I'm not bragging, and I'm not meaning this as a, you know, anything more than what it is, but if I quit having fun, I'll leave. I'm doing this for fun. I'm not doing it to make money. Now, we're trying to figure it out because we think it's good enough to make money. But that is not the goal. Anyway, I'm back to this Chappelle. So Chappelle said this about getting invited to speak at Netflix. He said, if they had invited me, I would have accepted, although I'm confused about what we're speaking about. And he goes on to say this, which I respect. He says, I said what I said. And boy, I heard what you said. Oh, my God. How could I not? He says, they said you want a safe working environment at Netflix. Well, it seems like I'm the only one that can't go to the office anymore. Now, keep in mind, Netflix is a lefty-owned organization, and they hire Chappelle to do this show, knowing that he's, quote, controversial. It's great for Netflix. It's great for them. I mean, the money they're making off of this, they paid Dave $20 million. They've already gotten their money back. Already. And by the way, while I'm on the subject, this is exactly what the Flick Fest is going to be doing. We're going to be tackling these subjects. We're going to be doing comedy specials and things just like Netflix. But you know who's going to make that happen? Not me. You. You by joining. You by getting us that powerful. Now, here's where I'll give Netflix credit. Netflix put Dave on. Now, it's self-serving for them. But they're tackling a very difficult subject because he's a controversial comic that really isn't controversial. He says this. He says they say in the article that the narrative of the controversy being him against the transgender community is false, and the LGBT community is not to blame. And he says this: for the record, I need you to know this. Everyone I know from that community has been nothing but loving and supportive. So I don't know what all this nonsense is all about. But he says he's not bending to anybody's demands. And here's what he says to the transgender community: I'm more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I'm not bending to anybody's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end. You must come to a place of my choosing and a time of my choosing. And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny. Now, I don't know who Hannah Gadsby is, but leave it to Chappelle to put in a barb that probably is something that will make, because she's probably transgender or something. But leave it to him to do something that makes you go, way to go, Dave. This dude is brilliant. His comedy is brilliant. It's genius, in my opinion. Because Dave has a way of making you think. He's not just going for the laugh. He's going for that deeper thought. And when we were discussing our set list with the comedians before we go on this tour, I was saying to him, I want to build that kind of a set list where it makes people think. It isn't about just going for the laugh. In fact, I'll be honest with you, this show, in my opinion, is very Chappelle-esque, and I know people go, come on, Kevin, you ain't trying. Yes, this show is very Chappelle-esque in its delivery. It's meant to give you that humor underneath the real topic at hand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Gas prices are up more than 20 cents a gallon over the past month. Today's AAA station survey finds the national average for regular is right under $3.40 a gallon, a half cent higher than yesterday. Just 1 month ago, gas was under $3.20 a gallon. The Justice Department is settling with families who sued after the deadly shooting in 2015 at a South Carolina church. Families of those killed will get between $6 and $7.5 million, while those who survived will get $5 million. They sued after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people during a Bible study at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. President Biden is pushing for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill. This as moderates and progressives say they're not happy with what's in the bill. USA Radio News. The DOJ making an announcement regarding an international darknet opioid probe.
The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Republicans are continuing to call out President Biden for his withdrawal from Afghanistan as Americans are still in the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox News and said it would have never happened in the prior administration.
So 13 Americans gave their life, hundreds it looks like were left behind, and billions of dollars of weapons and equipment were left behind as well. Donald Trump would never allow any of that to happen, and we all know that, and the American people instinctively know that.
The State Department says it's continuing to try and get Americans out who want to leave. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hollywood breaks all the rules. I remember learning that in Hollywood, you could discriminate. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I learned that Hollywood, you can say, no, you're too fat for the role. You need to lose weight. You're too skinny for the role. You need to gain weight. Nope, you're too... You don't have the look. No, we need somebody prettier. You're actually too handsome. I hear that all the time. Sorry. It's just... It's tragic, but I do. you know, they can discriminate. They can tell you whatever they want. You're too black? No, we want somebody white. Nah, you look a little bit too Muslim. Oh, we need Muslims. No, we'd rather have a Mexican. I mean, they can use the terminology. Hollywood can say whatever it wants. They cannot be prosecuted. I remember when I learned this, I was like, wow. The most vocal people about discrimination and all these other things, you can't touch them. Remember Oscar's So White? Went nowhere. And oh my goodness, do we really need to talk about what you can do in Hollywood if you know somebody wants to get ahead? Talk about its own little political ecosystem. If you're a major director, a major producer, whatever, you are a king in Hollywood. Case in point, Harvey Weinstein. 30 years, this guy went after women. Openly, it was the open secret of Hollywood, and he's got pictures with the biggest Democrat politicians on the planet, next to Epstein. Man, this dude is, I mean, he's got pictures with everybody. Epstein's got pictures of everybody. So he could do what he wanted, and he had women, Me Too women, by the way, who were his defenders, people who were helping this man out. The so-called women's movement is a basic lie when you put it under the microscope of Harvey Weinstein. Many women helped this guy do what he did. How many women do you think this dude molested before somebody finally went, you know what, he's molesting a lot of women? How many? Dozens. We only know about the ones that are fessed up, and that's dozens. How many more kept their mouth shut and continue to keep their mouths shut? Because Hollywood can break the rules. You want pedophilia? I'll give you Hollywood. The rest of us, we look at it and go, are you crazy? Hollywood, they feast on these young children and the parents that are so willing to sell their kids. So they break the rules. Alec Baldwin accidentally shot and killed a woman on the set of his movie, Rust. She's a friend of one of my buddies. Yeah. Helena Hutchins. And so what's happened here? You know, and people ask, how did it happen? By the way, Hollywood is the place that says, you know, these leftists don't want you to have guns, but they will use guns in their, turn on a production and don't see a gun. Now, I know, Kevin, they got to mimic reality and all this. I get it. You know, it's funny. Hollywood wants to mimic reality. So they do a cop picture. I'll give you a good example. So I'm watching this show called Queen of the South. It's about a chick that becomes a kingpin of a drug cartel. And guns everywhere. There's hardly a scene. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find a scene that doesn't have a gun. And you know who has the guns? Thugs. Drug dealers. Guys. I mean, they got... You should see the weaponry in this show. When I tell you it's enough to put an army, if any of you watch it, you know who King George is, right? He is a weapon smuggler. And they got everything a military has. It's insane. Hollywood, pick a show. But let me tell you, when the cops are going after criminals in these shows, how many of them are going after people with legitimate guns that have licenses, etc.? How many have them? How many do cop shows do you see where they go, we got to go get Ted. He's got a license for his gun. You know, it's always a thug. But they don't recognize that. Oh, no, we can't talk about that. We want to talk about, you know, the people with the legal guns. Let's get theirs. So, here's the problem with this. Alec Baldwin takes this firearm from a person, and he starts shooting it willy-nilly. Now, I said this before when I talked about this, and the only reason why I'm talking about it again is in the context of Hollywood breaking the rules. Anybody who's ever handled firearms, what is the number one thing you learn or that you're taught? The gun is hot. It's hot. Until you open that chamber, you know, whether it's got a clip or, you know, it's a revolver, until you look at that weapon yourself and inspect it, it is hot. You act as if that gun is loaded and it's got a hair squeeze trigger, and you don't do any, you don't look into the barrel. You can always tell people that have never handled firearms, they're looking into the barrel, you know, or they pull the trigger without thinking about it. You always treat that gun that way. So Alec Baldwin, he says, here's how the story goes. An assistant director unwittingly handed Alec Baldwin a loaded weapon, told him it was safe to use. By the way, this is this guy's probably the Trump guy. In fact, I bet this is the same Trump guy that beat up Jussie Smollett in Chicago. But anyway, this assistant director hands Alec Baldwin this loaded weapon in the moments before he shot the cinematographer. Cold gun. The assistant director announced, and this was in documents. Now, keep in mind, when I first reported on this, we had no details. Instead, the gun was loaded with live rounds. And when Baldwin pulled the trigger, he killed Hale Hutchins and wounded the director. Now, look, what is live rounds? Live rounds of what? That they put actual bullets in? Because most of the time they use blanks. Live rounds. So they obtained a warrant to investigate the scene at this ranch in Santa Fe where it took place. They got his bloodstained costume. They took the weapon, other prop guns, ammunition, and any footage, but nobody got arrested, and I talked about this before. Hollywood. The rules don't apply. Leftism. The rules don't apply. Gun safety. The rules don't apply. Everything violated in this story. Everything. The investigation, what do you think is going to happen? They said the gun was one of three that the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez, had set on a cart outside the wooden structure where the scene was being acted. This is according to records. Assistant director Dave Halls grabs the gun from the cart and brought it inside to Baldwin, unaware that it was loaded with live rounds, a detective wrote. It doesn't matter. Now, I saw another article in Town Hall that said, why hasn't somebody been prosecuted for this crime? It is a crime. Look, things happen. It's sad to say, but if you mishandle a gun and somebody dies because you did it, let's say I can give you 50 scenarios. I don't need to make one up for you. But somebody hands you a weapon, you go, oh, this is pretty cool, and you just go, oh, bang, and pull the trigger, and you shoot somebody. That is manslaughter. You may not have intended it. Things happen. You hit somebody in your car. You may not have intended it, but you took somebody's life. That's why they have it. It isn't murder. It wasn't something I'm going to go out and kill somebody. It just happened. It's a life-changing event that just happened. But you got to do the. I'm not even saying you got to go to prison, but you got to get charged with a crime. And Alec Baldwin takes a weapon. Oh well, he thought the weapon was. I don't care. Let me. Anybody here? My hands up. Anybody here know about gun safety? Let me tell you what happens when you hand me a weapon. I'm gonna take it. I'm going to pull the clip out. I'm going to go and to make sure there's not one in the chamber. I'm going to inspect it from the bad side. And I'm going to make sure everything's copacetic. And then when I look at it, I go, this gun's got live rounds. Are you aware of this? Do you understand? It's that simple. That's all Alec Baldwin needed to do. And this doesn't happen. But he didn't. And I don't know if they started acting the scene and he shot or if he just decided to shoot. Not enough information here. Well, don't expect much. Even though the camera crew walked off, Baldwin's not going to get prosecuted because the rules don't apply in Hollywood. The rules don't apply to leftism. It really is that simple. And a lady died because this guy didn't do the very basic thing that you and I would do in inspecting a firearm. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So when I think about education, I get a little fired up. I get fired up for a few reasons. One, education is always on. It's a continuing thing. It's not like you get through high school and your education ends, or you get, because for a lot of people, that is their, quote, formal education. It's not like you get through 2 years of college or 4 years of college or 6 years of college and your education ends. Even in your vocation, your job, in many cases, your education must continue as machinery changes or laws change or whatever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Well, such is life. The education of life is the most important education you will get. It is more important than the education you get in, quote, formal education. The education that you get from your friends, the education that you get from your family, particularly your parents. Maybe you have an older brother or sister. I bet you you got a good education from them. I can speak specifically to that. One of the main reasons why I think the way that I think is because of my older brother, who's technically my cousin, but he lived with us, so he was raised like my brother. He thinks of me that way. He is the reason that I question everything, that I am inquisitive. I have what's called intellectual curiosity because he told me to question. Not in a smart alecky way, even though I do that from time to time. But no, just why does it do that? How do you make that happen? Think about when a magician fools you. And you're like, man, and you get into that mode of, man, that is it. And your mind goes into it and you can't figure it out. I'm like that practically 24/7 for everything. You know, you tell me something, my mind is immediate, like, how's it work? Huh? What's the angle? I think it's a great thing. I think it's what keeps me young and pretty. What? What are y'all looking at? Don't be jealous. Producers get jealous so easily. Anyway, it's a continuing education. And the more you plug into your kids, the better, because as a parent, if you are a parent, you should be the person who educates your kids the most. Many kids will take over the family business, or they will go into the same careers as a parent, or just a little bit of an offshoot. If your mother or father's an accountant, don't be surprised if you're an operations person, a detail type person. They probably taught it to you. If your parent is an artist, you might have inherited it, but certainly you watch them do it. And there's an education that comes from that vision. I'll put it to you another way. You don't have to be a great musician born with talent the way some people are, probably like Amadeus. But if your parent is a musician, you're going to have some musical talent. By osmosis. Now, you're probably not going to compete with somebody who has it innate, but you'll be good. Maybe you learn how to write score. Here's what I'm saying. You know, Amadeus might be amazing, you know, piano player or pianist. I'm a piano player. He's a pianist. But you might be amazing at looking at chord structures and putting things together and composing and things like that. And you may be a genius at it, but you're not as good of a player. It's kind of like people would say to me, well, Kevin, how is it that, you know, Tiger Woods' coach, which used to be his dad, but I mean, he has a swing coach. Well, it's obvious his swing coach isn't as good as Tiger. Right? If he were, he would have all the records. No, but Tiger knows you don't have to be as good as I am to tell me how to be better. So there's an education that comes with everything that we are, except leftism. Leftism doesn't have an education. And frankly, I think leftism is jealous when kids come from two-parent households where they have what they call these helicopter parents. And they use the term as a derogatory term. But these are parents who are plugged into their kids' education, and the National School Boards Association said that the parents of these types of parents, should be considered domestic terrorists. Now, you've heard the story, but I'm just getting around to it. You're a domestic terrorist if you are plugged into your child and you want them to do things by the book. You want teachers to educate your kids. I was talking to a candidate for governor about education. And this candidate said to me that a teacher said, I have buckets for these kids. I have the kids that are gifted, which are in the third. I have the bubble kids, which could be good, but, you know, may not be. And then I have the third that just aren't going to be very good. And the school system said, only deal with the top third. Don't deal with the bubble kids. And the teacher herself said, I'm not going to really spend a lot of time with the bottom feeders. And I said to the candidate, I go, see, that's my problem with education. Because education has a bucket for you. And it says, you're stupid. Well, I'll put it to you this way. If the zombie apocalypse occurs, and you're going to go live off the grid, would you rather have a Bubba, or would you rather have a brain surgeon? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I want Bubba. I want the dude that could take a coil of water and make electricity for the whole village. Now, somebody might have to pedal, but Bubba's going to get it running. He's going to take an old battery, some chicken wire, and some pig manure, and we're going to be eating. And it's going to look like some crazy fantasy island when it's done. We're going to have tiki huts making our own hooch. You name it. He's going to know how to make liquor. He's going to know how to use a bow and arrow. He's going to know how to set things that kill animals. This guy's going to, he's going to know how to fish. He's going to noodle. We're going to eat good. We will be the fattest hillbillies on the block. And these brain surgeons will be starving to death. We're going to have animal hide, shoes, you know, clothes. We're going to have shoes, hats, gloves, farming implements. Then Bubba's going to teach us how to get some seed. But see, what they'll tell you is Bubba's stupid. I don't need to educate him. Yeah, but see, what they need to do is educate Bubba in what Bubba likes and what he wants to be educated in. But the education system won't do it. And so when you as a parent say, well, wait a minute. I want my kid educated. I tell a story of, I went to my son, this is a couple of years ago, but Melissa and I go to do a parent-teacher thing, and the teacher, he's a guy, he's like, well, you know, your son does okay in math, you know, he does okay. And he's all happy, he's like, you know, he's a good kid. And I'm like, I went, just stop. And he's like, you know, like what? I said, I know he's a good kid. We know what he is when we send him to you. I said, you seem to think that good is good enough. I go, it's not. His mom's an accountant, legal background, HR professional. I mean, does forensic accounting. His dad has degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I mean, we think he does. We don't know his dad. No, I'm kidding. He's my kid. So you're going to tell me it's good enough? I said, let me explain to you. If he's not getting A's, he's snowing you. My son's right there. I said, if he's not getting A's, he's pulling the wool over your eyes. He's making you think good enough's okay. I want you to understand, in our house, he needs to make A's. You need to push him. Math is not a difficult subject. I have a degree in math. There's nothing you're going to send home with him that he can't get answers to. And you can push him because there's nothing you're going to send home to him that he can't get answers to. And the teacher, he's like, you could see his body language change. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to placate this black fella with the old talk, you know. No pat-pat for his black child. So he says, well, looks like we got a little work to do, son. And I was saying it to my kid, and I was like, yeah, it looks that way. And we left. Anyway, these guys called people like me terrorists because I'm going to stand up in front of a school board and say, you know what I'm tired of you doing? I'm tired of you teaching my kid about critical race theory and all this crap that has nothing to do with what he's going to face in the real world. Zero. So anyway, the NSBA is what they're called. They apologize. There was no justification for some of the language included in this letter. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be issuing an apology because you should never accuse plugged-in parents of being terrorists. You should embrace them. That is what schools need. Not people that look at school as reform school and babysitting for their kids. It says, we deeply value work not only of our local school boards and make important voices within our communities, but also voices of parents. Improve it. Listen to us, because we have real ways to fix this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.